AEP tried it. Duke Energy tried it. And now First Energy is taking a swing at what's known as a power purchase agreement. This is a plan to pass part of the costs of operating power plants onto the ratepayers. The proposal would impact the Davis-Bessey nuclear plant in Ottawa County and several coal plants. First Energy's Bill Ridman says the typical ratepayer would see their monthly bill go up an average of $2.20 over the first 3 years.
But after the first 3 years, under our projections, basically we start to return money to customers. And so it's the returning the money to customers over the next 12 years of the plan, it's a 15-year plan, where the benefits to customers come into play. And that's worth $2 billion.
Those are First Energy's estimates, but other groups are not convinced. The Ohio Consumers Council believes First Energy's plan would actually end up costing customers $3 billion over the course of 15 years. Dan Sawmiller is with the Ohio Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign. He has serious doubts over what he calls incredibly rosy projections.
And that's why you see there's a $5 billion swing in what the different stakeholders in this case are claiming here. It's important to keep in mind here that the First Energy companies have a profit-driven incentive to make these rosy projections. This is a deal that bails out their generation company that is currently in a lot of trouble.
Sawmiller and the Beyond Coal campaign has been a very vocal opponent of these power purchase agreements, dubbing them bailouts for coal plants. Ridman counters that argument by knocking down, several times, the term bailout.
It's really not a coal bailout. As I said, ours involves not only coal plants, but a nuclear plant also. It's really not a bailout at all. It's recognizing that you need diverse resources in order to provide reliability and cost stability in the marketplace, and it's not a bailout whatsoever.
Besides projected savings, First Energy says saving these plants would be a vital help to the communities in which they're located. Ridman says closure would have negative results on the local level. But Sawmiller doesn't believe that reason is good enough. He says saving the plants is only delaying the inevitable, and that First Energy should instead be creating a plan to transition workers to other career opportunities when those plants close.
The company, rather, is simply asking the commission to bail them out. And if you don't bail us out, then we're going to shut it down and these people are going to lose their jobs. To me, that's incredibly unfair to the people working in these plants.
The PUCO rejected the power purchase agreement plans filed by AEP and Duke. In its decisions, the commission laid out specific guidelines the utility should follow if they want to get approval. Ridman says First Energy's plan follows those guidelines closely and is confident that his company will succeed where others fell short.
And I think from a policy perspective, this is absolutely the right thing to do for the state of Ohio. I think it's a very compelling case, I think, for price stability, service reliability. I think it's very important and very compelling for the state of Ohio to approve it.
The PUCO's decision for AEP and Duke was a big win for opponents of these power purchase agreements. Sawmiller says they're also seeing momentum in public opinion swing their way.
They're very upset, and they're looking for the commission to back them up, and they're looking for the Consumers Council to back them up. And we've seen that from both of these agencies so far in these cases, and we hope that the PUCO will stay the course here.
The PUCO is about to hold official hearings on First Energy's plan and is expected to reach a decision later this year. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.